Neighborhood change happens fast. In a matter of decades, Strawberry Mansion went from being one of Philadelphia's wealthiest neighborhoods to one of its poorest, from being predominantly white to majority black. Now it seems poised to change again, and black residents are wary of being pushed out. In a collaboration between Keystone Crossroads and Plan Philly, Jen Kinney reports on a neighborhood in flux.
How you been? I've been good. What about yourself?
Tanetta Graham is walking around Strawberry Mansion, a neighborhood she's lived in all her life.
Take care. All right, love you too.
And if it's going to gentrify, she wants to make sure existing residents aren't left behind. After college, she could have left for good, but instead, she moved home.
And I just made a decision. I made a decision that I was going to stay in Philadelphia and that if I wanted to stay in Strawberry Mansion, that I was going to just help make it better.
This was at the height of the crack epidemic, and she got a job teaching at the neighborhood high school. By this point, Strawberry Mansion had gone through many transformations. It's right next to Fairmount Park, with easy access downtown and to the suburbs. It had been a wealthy Jewish neighborhood until the 1940s. When many white families left for the suburbs, black families, like Graham's, were able to purchase houses, cheap.
My grandmother was one of them. She did day work for a Jewish family that owned the house that she eventually bought.
Now that housing prices are beginning to rise in the neighborhood, Graham isn't afraid of those changes. She just wants to make sure those families can keep their homes and benefit from all the good things that more wealth could bring.
So, like I said, this is a new salon. That's pretty new. This used to be a restaurant. That's a misconception that a lot of people have. Like, oh, they wanted to say the same. We don't. We want to see growth and development. We want to see restaurants or eateries. We want quality schools as well. We just don't want to be planned over.
That fear has been alive in the neighborhood a long time.
This thing in Strawberry Mansion that I grew up with was they're coming. They want the neighborhood back. They was never really defined, but you know that was a term where they're coming. And we kind of saw some of those things happening in neighborhoods next to us.
You said it was never really defined who they was, but like, who did you think that it was?
White people. That's what it was, white people.
White people. That's me. I moved to Strawberry Mansion a little over a year ago. My roommate, who owns the house, was the first white person on our block in decades. Here's our neighbor, LaTanya Reed, describing our arrival.
So the block was just like, oh my gosh, like we're being like integrated. What is going on? And I was like, the gentrification is happening. And they're like, what is the gentrification? And I'm just like, so I had to explain the whole thing to them and why they shouldn't panic. Because it was just like, okay, pardon my French. It was just like, oh my God, these white girls are moving in. These hippie white girls and her dog. And they were just sitting out on the porch drinking beer. And I'm like, but we all sit out on the porch drinking beer.
Hey, come here. What's going on?
Now, to say Strawberry Mansion is gentrifying might seem like a stretch. It's long been one of Philadelphia's poorest neighborhoods. But housing prices are shooting up fast in neighborhoods nearby. And slowly, development pressure is creeping over to Strawberry Mansion.
It's a very quiet block. The people are very friendly.
That's Damaris Walker. He only moved to Strawberry Mansion 9 years ago himself and started buying properties.
The houses are very large, and they have so much a character. It was like, I love it at first sight.
Walker sold my roommate our house. Now he owns 5 on our block alone. Most of our neighbors have been there for generations. So even though Walker is black, his purchases raised eyebrows, especially when he sold to a white woman.
There were African Americans who I hope would buy it. And some didn't qualify for the mortgage. The saddest part to me was that there were people who I thought should give the neighborhood a chance who looked like me, who had sort of written it off because they thought the price was too high for the hood.
Graham knows people outside the neighborhood, black and white, were bound to see Strawberry Mansion's great qualities sooner or later.
But one thing that we have to make sure that they do see is that homeowners are still here. So you may see the vacant land, you may see a lot of the rundown buildings, but you also there are also some homeowners that have stuck through all of those transitional periods and are not going anywhere.
More than a decade ago, seeing change on the horizon, Graham and other residents founded the Strawberry Mansion Community Development Corporation. She became its first president. She thought the neighborhood needed an organization to protect and advocate for existing residents.
We know that our strength is in our homeownership. They don't value our houses at much, but we do own them.
But protecting homeowners is tricky. Graham gives an example. Say the city values your home at $20,000 and a developer comes along and says he'll pay $60,000 for it.
For someone who's uneducated about what's going on, you think, I'm going to get over because I'm going to make a, what, $40,000 profit. But in actuality, if you get that $60,000, where are you going to be able to purchase another house? If a lot of us fall for that, then you're not going to have the opportunity to come back to a neighborhood.
Some amenities are in the process of returning to Strawberry Mansion, too. There's a private preschool, an environmental center, and eventually Graham thinks banks and grocery stores will also return. When they do, she wants to make sure they're for current residents, not just future, wealthier, and probably whiter ones. For Keystone Crossroads and Plan Philly, I'm Jen Kinney.